morning. Where's everybody?
G's at the bank, Anthony's still in Alabama visiting his family, and Charlene had an appointment with her psychic.
Again? I thought she just went last week.
She did. She goes every week. Myself, I don't understand planning your future around a person who calls herself Tova of Biloxi.
Well, I never believed in that stuff. If I want something to happen, I just go out and make it happen. Then, if for some reason it still doesn't happen, well, I just pretend that didn't happen. That way, I'm never disappointed.
That's because you haven't seen the receipts this month. We're going to be lucky to break even.
Y'all are never going to believe what just happened.
Let me guess. The incredible Tova has told you who you're going to marry.
How'd you know that?
I'm psychic.
Oh, all right. I admit she's told me that before, but this time she was real specific.
Oh, I don't know. I think Desi Arnaz Jr. was pretty specific.
Desi Arnaz Jr. was only a possibility. This was the most powerful session we've ever had.
So who's the lucky groom?
Well, very soon I'm going to meet someone who's a diamond in the rough. And at first I'm going to think he's completely sickening, but I shouldn't reject him right away because the more I get to know him, the more I'm going to fall in love with him. And then when the time is right, we're going to get married.
Well, that sounds reasonable. All you have to do is look around for a really repulsive guy.
Oh, that's not all. He has the initials EA, and he has a mole on his right cheek. How's that for going out on a limb?
How'd it go with the bank, chief?
Don't ask. The bank isn't interested in extending our loan, and on top of that, I have to be insulted in the parking lot by a bunch of rude and vulgar adolescent cretins.
What'd they say?
Who?
The adolescent cretins.
It doesn't matter what they said. They said what they always say.
Well, I know, but just out of curiosity, what was it?
All right, Charlene, if you must know, they said, say Mama sure would like to be your daddy. Got to have me some of that. Okay?
Okay.
But that isn't important. While I was waiting at the bank, I saw something in the paper that gave me an idea for us. Now, come over here and listen. There's this car dealer in Atlanta who's given away a Rolls Royce. The winner of the car is Mr. Rusty Rexroth, who is a fine and amiable fellow, except for one minor flaw. He happens to be a dog.
Is there a point to this?
Yes, if you'll just let me finish. However, local auto dealer Big John Wagster is not upset since the story got wide coverage on most Georgia news stations, and now he says people are coming from as far away as Valdosta to buy a new car.
You know what amazes me about this story is, first of all, that you read it. Secondly, just the idea that people will come someplace to buy a car just because a dog won a car there. I mean, doesn't that amaze you? I mean, does a husband say something like, say, Edna, when it's time to trade in our Buick, I want to go where that dog won his car.
Don't you see? Big John is onto something here.
Julia, we can't give away a Rolls Royce.
No, but there is something we could give away. It wouldn't cost us very much either. We could offer a free makeover of a room in somebody's home. And all they have to do to win is to come over here to Sugar Baker's and register. Then we can have this big sale going with it.
Oh, come on. I mean, I know we can do the work for free, but how do we get the money to pay for all that furniture?
We just have to be very enterprising. We can do this. And we'll get the newspapers to follow the story in their style sections. You know, they can do before and after pieces. Now, the first order of business is to find out how much money we have in the advertising budget.
Oh, that's easy. I've just been working on it. Nothing.
Fine. We'll start from there.
Charlene, where have you been? It's past time for this drawing.
I know. I was picking up more entry cards. I dropped a bunch off, you know, at liquor stores and dry cleaners and stuff.
Charlene, I don't think that was wise. We were supposed to limit it to people who actually came into Sugar Baker's.
Come on, Julia. They're waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The moment we've all been waiting for has finally arrived. I know I can hardly wait to meet that lucky individual whose chosen room we're going to redecorate from top to bottom. Charlene, would you like to do the honors?
Okay, I'll just stir them up a little bit. I saw a drawing once where two entry cards were picked because they accidentally got stuck together. The two winners got down on the floor and just beat the tar out of each other.
Just draw one, please. And the lucky winner is number 1497, Mr. Eldon Ashcroft IV.
Right here. I'm Eldon Ashcroft. mystery goes along with this building, it's either the first or the second Esso station in Atlanta. And then, of course, I've got your basic conveniences over here in various and sundry cabinetry. I'll just step outside and let you ladies get your game plan together. I don't mean to be pushy, but I would like to fill that bookcase with the Encyclopedia Britannica, volumes A through Z, if it's within your budget, if not A through M. Well, if anybody needs to use the restroom, it's outside.
You mean an outhouse?
No, just outside. Watch yourself on the front porch. It's wired for high voltage to keep the salespeople out.
Right. Thank you. Well, seems like a real stable guy.
I don't know about you all, but I say we buy him off and torch it.
We can't do that. The Atlanta Journal's going to be here with the photographer any minute. How would it look if we backed out now?
Look, I know it's my fault. I just thought the whole idea was to get the public involved.
Charlene, this man is not the public. This man left the public a long time ago. This man has not had a bath since Dwight Eisenhower was president.
That's such a neat name, too. Eldon Ashcroft. E.A.
Charlene!
Did he have a mole on his face?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But you were standing closer to him. Just think, try and remember. Did he have a mole on his face?
I don't know.
But you have to. The rest of my life depends on it.
Am I missing something here?
Oh, Charlene, psychic, told her she's going to marry a repulsive man who has a mole.
And was the initials E.A., Eldon Ashcroft. If he has a mole on his right cheek, I swear I'll kill myself.
Charlene, stop that. That's ridiculous. Now, come on. There's work to be done here, and we're going to do it. Just like we promised. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure that this is such a bad deal after all.
Looks like a pretty bad deal to me. If you can put a happy face on this one, I will eat that supper. Well, maybe not that sofa.
Look, we can call this the toughest redecorating job in Atlanta, and if we bring it off, we'll be heroes. We'll get more publicity than ever.
Well, excuse me. I left my cigarette butts in here.
Excuse me, Mr. Ashcroft, I just need to check something. Oh, my gosh, you have a mole on your face.
Yeah, I was going to have it removed, but the guy at the free clinic said it might be dangerous.
Oh, I don't believe it. It's on the right cheek, too. Look, there it is. There it is. Right there. Right there.
I'm so sorry. She had a very bad experience with a mole as a child. It's okay. It won't hurt you.
It's easy for you to say. You don't have to marry him.
Julia, I just cannot believe you were going to let this person sleep here.
Well, Suzanne, what would you suggest? We have to fumigate. He won't go to a motel.
I just can't believe he was that worried about breaking a lifetime record of never having stayed in a motel. Especially if we paid for it.
I just can't believe I have to marry him.
Charlene, will you stop saying that? You do not have to marry this person. In fact, I forbid it, all right?
Where do you want my luggage?
Put it over there.
Well, we'll get out now so you can get ready for bed.
Well, that's okay. I'm ready now.
Well, we'll be going.
Julia, I want you to deadbolt that upstairs door.
And before he goes to sleep, I want you to take this can and spray a big circle around him, kind of a ring of Lysol.
Right. Well, good night, all.
Charlene, aren't you coming?
Oh, I'm just going to stay here and chat with Eldon for a few minutes.
All right, see you in the morning. Good night, Eldon.
Good night. Don't let the bedbugs bite.
Yes, and may you also be so fortunate.
Well, Eldon, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? You know, it's kind of my hobby, meeting new people. You know, I just find it fascinating, things like whether people ever been married before.
Nope, never married.
Had any diseases? I mean, yeah, I just love to trace family illnesses.
No, healthy as a horse. The guy at the free clinic says I built my own special kind of immunity. In fact, he says a bath could kill me.
You ever had any women in your life?
Oh, sure. I've known a lot of women.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. I've ridden with them on buses and seen them in the park and in church and stores, passed them on city streets.
Yes, sir. I've known a lot of women in my time. And they've all been wonderful. Yes, well, I had to nix a fabric sample for the sofa today. It simply wasn't me. But I'll be looking at some new ones tomorrow.
Who's that?
That's the Atlanta Journal.
Oh, the floor? Well, they'll have to take it up again. It's too noisy. I don't like to hear myself walk. It spooks me.
We've created a monster. I'm going to get him to select something today. If it kills me, I've decided to use a new approach.
What's that?
I'm not going to scream or choke him.
Yes, well, it's always a pleasure to talk to the press. Oh, anytime. Bye.
Mr. Ashcroft, we have some new wallpaper books to show you today, and we truly need your approval on something, or we won't be able to get it up in time for the newspaper picture.
I thought we already had our picture in the paper.
That was the before picture. We're talking about the after picture now.
You see, Eldon, we're on a deadline, and time is money. We just can't keep changing our minds about everything.
Look, what they're trying to say is you've got to make a decision and stick with it, okay?
Suzanne, I can handle this.
No, this is the wallpaper we would like for you to use. I know that the other wallpaper made you dizzy.
I don't like it.
I beg your pardon.
Well, it doesn't have any red, white, or blue in it. I told you I wanted something to go with the American flag.
Yes, I know, but we've been all over that. We cannot decorate around the American flag.
Why not?
Because no one puts a flagpole in the middle of the room.
Why not?
Because it would look odd.
I thought that the customer was always right.
Well, you were mistaken. That was 2 weeks, 3 wallpapers, 2 floor coverings, 11 sofas, 4 end tables, and 16 lamps ago! We are no longer interested in what the customer thinks or wants, and furthermore, there is not going to be a vibrating bed with a pay box or a revolving screen lamp with a camp scene. Not as long as the name Sugarbaker rests on this project. Not now, not ever. Do you understand?
Yes, I think I do.
Where are you going?
Home.
You can't go home. We're fumigating again.
I thought you already did that.
Yeah, we did, but now we have to kill all the stuff that showed up after the first stuff died.
Well, then I'll just go. Period.
Fine. Why don't you just do that?
Julia, Eldon, now, please, don't go off half-cocked and talk to the newspapers or anything. We can discuss this calmly.
There is nothing to discuss. It will be a cold day in May before I ever fill out another one of your entry cards.
Wonderful. We'd like that in writing. Goodbye. Good luck. And here's your luggage.
Right. Well, everything's fantastic.
Who's Suzanne talking
to? I know you have a deadline.
The newspaper.
And as soon as Eldon gets back from the golf course, I'll have him call you. Right. Bye.
Golf?
Well, what was I supposed to say? That Julia told him off and now he's passed out on our sofa?
I know, it's all my fault. Another day wasted. I said I wasn't going to lose my temper today.
It's okay, it's okay. Let's face it.
Eldon has beaten us.
He is a better man than we are.
You're never gonna believe what just happened.
Darling, where have you been? You left hours ago.
I've been with Toba. What's wrong with Eldon?
Is that a serious question?
Oh, Julia told him off again, and he went on a little bender, and we've just all been sitting around here trying to figure out how to get out of this disaster without having to move away and have sex change operations.
We're just never gonna believe what I found out. You know I've been beside myself thinking that I might be supposed to marry Eldon, so I decided to go see Tova one more time and recheck everything. You know what she told me?
We give.
The mole on E.A.'s cheek is not on his face. You get it?
No.
think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, Julia, we have to. I cannot live another day thinking that Eldon and I... Look, I know you think this is stupid, but I take this stuff seriously. I gotta put this thing to rest.
Just exactly what would this involve?
Well, one of us will have to peek at his cheek. So to speak.
One of us?
Well, come on, you gotta help me. If I could just know there was no mole there, I could go to sleep tonight.
But if I look in Eldon's pants, I can't.
Charlie, I cannot believe that Sugar Bakers is standing on the precipice of total oblivion, and all you can think about is whether some bum has a birthmark on his buttock.
That's right. Besides, I don't even want to drive by Eldon on the freeway. I'm certainly not going to look down his slacks.
Fine, fine. You won't help me? That's fine. I will do it myself. You know, it's nice to know who your friends are. Least you can do is help me roll him over.
Oh, all right. If this will just be the end of it once and for all. Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, well, I'll just undo his belt and his whatever, you know, and then we'll just roll him over and I'll hold his pants out and you can look real quick. I mean, it's no big deal. You know, it's just like giving somebody a shot.
Oh, no. I've seen shots given before. It's nothing like this.
Julia, what have you got those on for?
You don't think I'm actually going to touch those clothes, do you? All right. All right, I'll roll him over.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, I'm gonna roll him over, and then you give me some slack in his pants, and I'll yank him down halfway, and you peek as fast as you can, okay?
Julia, I just wish you could see yourself.
Oh, wait, he's waking up.
What are you doing?
Don't be alarmed. We're not going to harm you.
Are you going to cook me?
No, everything's going to be all right, Eldon. You just go back to sleep, okay?
Okay.
Let's get this thing over with.
Hey, what's going on? I was on my way home from the airport, and I thought I'd stop by and see if you needed anything, but... I can see you ladies have the situation under control, so I'ma just be going.
Oh, Anthony, we're glad to see you.
Why?
Because you're a man and we need one.
Well, what's the matter with the one you got?
Anthony, it would take far too long to explain, but basically, we've ruined the business and taken up with this person. Since you've been gone, I know it looks bad.
I'ma have to agree with you on that one.
Well, Anthony, but you can make everything all better if you just do me this one tiny little favor. Just take a few seconds. And you can wear Julia's gloves.
Well, I don't know why, but I just don't like the sound of that.
Anthony, I just can't thank you enough for what you did tonight. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but just knowing that Eldon doesn't have a mole, you know, I feel like I can start my life over again.
That does sound silly.
Well, I guess I'll just go on home now. I'm sorry I caused you so much trouble. I know I was stubborn and contrary, but I was told that the customer is always right. Have any of you ever heard of Mr. O'Henry?
Why do you want to know?
Well, he didn't like it that they published that social roster of the 400 in New York City, so... He wrote a story called The 4 Million. O'Henry said that everybody's worth knowing. I kind of like that.
My soul, he reads O'Henry.
No, actually, I read it in the Trailways newsletter. I have a subscription.
Oh, Eldon, I could just kiss you. I mean, I won't, but I could. You know, And even though you've been nothing but trouble to us, I just want you to know that I've enjoyed knowing you. Up to a point.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry it all didn't work out. I guess I just figured that by not making up my mind would all last longer. Instead, it just made everybody mad.
Well, that's very gracious of you to admit.
I don't think of myself as gracious.
How do you like to think of yourself?
As Attorney General of the United States. Well, thanks again.
Wait a minute, Mr. Ashcroft. Do you mean to tell me that you have changed your mind umpteen times and hemmed and hawed and vacillated and driven the four of us stark raving crazy because you want to prolong this project? Because you like us?
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, then I meant it.
You know, I like what you said about everybody's worth knowing.
Yeah, we ought to make that our motto.
Oh, I don't know. Don't do that much for me.
Of course, we couldn't use it unless we made a success of the project.
Well, I guess I could give up the flagpole.
I think I could probably find a rotating lamp. I couldn't promise a camp scene.
Well, see, now that's what compromise is all about.
You know, Eldon, sometimes you're so with it.
I know. It confuses me, too.
Shall we give it one more try?
All right. But if I stay around here, I have to lay down some new rules.
What's that?
Well, for starters, he has to keep his big mitts off me.
How about a nice picture of the four of you together with Elle?
Misbehaving.
Come on, get close to him.
Love for you.
Well, come on, he won't hurt you. Get close. Come on.
I know for certain you're the one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.